also reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, text 39. Ajusta gramya vishayau anapatyau chadampati navavrate pavargame mohitau deva mayaya. Ajusta gramya vishayau. For sex life and to beget a child like me. Napatyao. Because of possessing no son. Cha. Also. Dampati. Both husband and wife. Na, never. Vavrate, asked for any other benediction. Apa vargam, liberation from this world. Me, from me. Mohitau, being so much attracted. Deva mayaya, by transcendental love for me, desiring me as your beloved son. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Being husband and wife, but always sonless, you are attracted by sexual desires. For by the influence of Deva Maya, transcendental love, you wanted to have me as your son. Therefore, he never desired to be liberated from this material world. Purport. Vasudeva and Devaki had been Dampati, husband and wife, since the time of Sutapa and Prishni, and they wanted to remain husband and wife in order to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. This attachment came about by the influence of Deva Maya. Loving Krishna as one's son is a Vedic principle. Vasudeva and Devaki never desire anything but to have the Lord as their son. Yet for this purpose, they apparently wanted to live like ordinary grihastas for sexual indulgence. Although this was a transaction of spiritual potency, their desire appears like attachment for sex in conjugal life. If one wants to return home back to Godhead, one must give up such desires. This is possible only when one develops intense love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Nishkinjanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya Paramparam Jigamishor Bhava Sagarasya. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 11.8. If one wants to go back home, back to Godhead, one must be Nishkinchana, free from all material desires. Therefore, instead of desiring to have the Lord come here and become one's son, one should desire to become free from all material desires. Anya bilashita shunyam, and go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us in his Shikshashtaka, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaya mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaitukitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service birth after birth. One should not ask the Lord to fulfill any materially tainted desires. So a very clear purport here about what does it take to attain Krishna, and what does it take to go back home, back to Godhead. And we have find that one of the ingredients is that we don't have any material desires, zero. I remember His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj was in Romania, and some devotee was asking, we want to attain Krishna, and why doesn't Krishna help more? You know, apparently he doesn't help so much. And Maharaj gave an answer in a few words. He said, we want Krishna and we want so many other things. So that was that's somehow our position, that we want Krishna and we want also many other things. So that's why the progress is not so fast. So what's the problem with this? The problem is that we have only one consciousness. We don't have a material consciousness and a spiritual consciousness. We have only one. So we can in Yoga Sutra there's a parallel with a river, and the river has two banks, two sides, and then the material side and the spiritual side. So sometimes you can you're in a boat on the river, and then you can row for 1 hour per day in a spiritual direction. So you'll think, okay, we're making some progress. And then the rest of the 23 hours per day, you are rowing in the other direction. You're cultivating the material desires. You're like... and then you think, why is there not so much progress? Well, you know, why don't I reach this shore?